Yippers.
All right. I think I can come up with... There's a lot going on in this show.
Yeah.
Is there?
Hey, I don't know. I looked at Craig's thing. There's a few things listed. There's always a lot going on every show in my mind, but...
So have you guys watched any episodes of the Clip Show yet?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Hawkeye.
Oh, no. I'm in the weeds, dude.
Okay.
I've got so many things. I haven't even started Hawkeye.
It's been decent. I just watched episode 3 here before the show.
I just watched 2.
Nice. It looks cool. I didn't know anything about it coming out. I wasn't expecting Kate Bishop to be in it, but that looks exciting. Unless, you know, the person they pick turns out to be a bad actress.
Isn't it Bieber's girlfriend? Wife?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh, who's he married to?
One of the Baldwin girls?
Oh, okay. No, I'm confusing them. No, this is Steinfeld.
Oh, no, she's just a random actress.
Okay. She's been good.
She Jerry's daughter?
I don't know. Jerry has a daughter.
Okay. Jerry is Seinfeld. She's Steinfeld.
Oh! Ah, the subtle clues that I don't look for.
I thought maybe Jerry Steinfeld was the person. I don't
know. Nope. There's too much to watch, and I haven't caught up or even tried to watch Hawkeye. The only thing I'm watching right now, I finished all Ted Lasso, and then I'm trying to watch the live-action Cowboy Bebop.
No, I haven't started that yet.
Oh, I'll just let you enjoy it or not enjoy it. I don't want to oversell it or undersell it, but I do want to oversell it. It's awesome, Craig.
I love
it.
I got to get back to Foundation and finish watching that, too.
It is getting universally panned for a reason that I don't fully understand.
Being that I know very little about Cowboy Bebop, I will have no preconceived notions.
Every review I read is like, this is the worst piece of trash I've ever heard of. Everything's slow. It's nothing like the original, but it's also nothing new. I was like, it's just like the original, and it feels new. It's amazing.
All right.
So, that show is great. I still want to watch Wheel of Time someday.
Yeah, I got to push myself to get back to that.
Did you watch it? Was it acceptable?
If you've never read the books, it's perfectly fine.
Hey, I don't read books. That's for suckers.
Then you should enjoy it.
Nice.
It just it's one of those things where they make creative changes for the adaptation that I just don't understand why anyone would think you should do that.
Hmm.
Anytime they're like, hey, we've got the source material. I know what's good. Insert a new character that's made up just for this. No. The show's got enough characters. There's 300 characters to follow in that book. You didn't need to make a new one up.
New characters. New is better. So yeah, Hawkeye. That's on my plate.
Right.
It'll happen soon. I hope to watch all those things before I have to catch up. When's New Mandalorian and Boba Fett coming out?
Soon. Boba Fett should be soon.
Oh, man.
22nd, according to Bradiac.
Oh, no. Any second now.
You got 3 weeks.
Okay.
Well, now, if he's saying 12/22, that's a year from now. Oh, he meant... December 22nd.
You meant the 22nd of this month.
Okay. To me, when I see something says 12/22, that means December year 2022.
He added the rest.
Ooh, Grand Tour special. I totally want to watch that.
Parandia, can you remind me where I find your trivia again so that I can start using it? Uh-oh, he sent a link.
Ian's lost it already.
Yeah, it's gone forever.
You can't trust Ian with stuff.
No, that's also true. Not entirely true. Ever since... You sent me that that add-a-friend. I spend most of my free time when I'm not helping Owen with school teaching myself what crypto is, how it works, and how to use it appropriately.
Oh, on Coinbase?
Yeah, on crypto.com, on Coinbase, yeah. Anywhere where I can. Can you resend the link? I don't know where this alleged link is. I'm serious. Normally it pops up with a big red 1, and I can tell that it's from Parandiac, and it was fun and easy to use, and... overly detailed. I mean, I have some backup questions, but he made the effort to create all these really challenging questions, and I want to start using them sooner rather than later. But I'm ready to go for today's show if you want to get
thing to get back with you, though. I think I might have accidentally bought the Leisure Suit Larry bundle twice on Humble Bundle. Do you have these games? Should I gift you some of the codes?
No, you should give them to someone else. Of course I bought it on my own.
Okay. I assumed you had.
Yeah.
But I logged into my Humble, like I bought it, logged into Humble Bundle to download, and everything was double. And I was like, ah, crap, did I buy this twice? you don't know what you're missing, Samurai. Those games are great.
They sold 3 copies. I told you, I bought one.
Ian bought one. Come on.
Awesome.
Now.
Thank you, Brandiac.
All right, let's do this show so I can go to bed.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 318th delayed installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the only one. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Meat 15. Hello, chumps.
Hello.
Word up.
Word to your mother.
Indeed.
This is the week of December 1st through the 8th. It's now the year of the Omicron, as they say.
As you and Joe Biden call it.
That's right. The Omicron. Crack me up. All right, in your 5-day 4-star crash! This is a long list. We're going to play a little bit of catch up here.
Okay.
On the 18th, we had Thanos versus Cap. Did you Thanos? It's a long way back to remember, I know.
I think he's asking you.
I'm going to go with yes. I feel like that's someone who I have relatively covered. So let's go with yes.
Well, you have him at level 70, a 215.
Yeah, that could still get it done.
After that, on the 23rd, was Juggernaut versus a bad actress.
I have to think you did that one.
Did I do that one?
I mean, surely
I did.
He was
real good.
He's really
good. He does
good.
Lots of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I will. I think I've been on a winning streak.
All right. Well, the next one was Sandman versus Black Suit.
Yeah, that was easy.
Very good.
I got a lot of Sandman. He's one of my fully covered but unchampioned.
And then the one coming up next on Friday, it appears, is that same bad actress versus Ragnarok.
That'll be
the battle of the charge tiles.
A little bit.
Now, I know that there's a stock answer for this, and that's fine. But I feel like someone who has been around as long as the Goddess of Thunder, despite what good or poor casting choices they may have made in the movie world, your inappropriate specs for her is outrageous.
I just now saw it. That's funny.
Outrageous.
Right there. I am rocking the super powerful 5 in the yellow. That is where it's at.
3-5-5.
I can throw that hammer and do 3 points of damage with that.
Yes.
But it's AoE damage, Ian. AoE damage. Well, again, I never use her. So
I there once was a time when she dropped in the game and pairing her with Battery Man was a big fun deal.
Yeah, because that smite did a lot of damage.
Yeah.
Not yours.
And I felt like you had cashed in on that low grade meta and but not with that spec. Disgusting.
The super popular 355. That's probably has a 0% build.
Right. And again, because she had lived that life, that's why I thought it would be something that was relevant to you. Like, you could look up one thing and see your build of Sandman, but, you know, the poor guy's just Sandman. No one cares how he's specced. But Thor, man. The only thing I like about what I'm looking at in your list is just the grotesque number of 4-4-5 builds you have on various characters.
Look at them all.
I love it.
Thanos, Juggernaut, Sandman.
I love it. That part I love. Thor, not so much.
Alright, moving on. In Storyland, Cosmic Chaos is running now. That'll get you Carol, Blob, some Apoc shards. Placement is... What the heck did I write there? Oh, that's supposed to be Drax. I was like, it says draw, and I was very confused as to what draw was. Drax and Gamora shards, 5-star Gamora there. That'll be followed up by Operation Spider Silk. That'll get you Luke Cage, Drax, those Gamora shards. Placement is insert new character here, and some Shang-Chi shards. We all need some more Shang-Chi.
That is always true, it seems.
That'll be followed up by introducing new character, and then that new character's welcome to S.H.I.E.L.D. And then after that will be Hearts of Darkness featuring Kamala Khan, that new character, Shang-Chi shards. Placement there is going to be Patsy and some Ultron shards. And PvP land right now, we're in between seasons, so it's War of the Realms that's running now. They get you Doctor Strange, Patsy. Placement is Cho and Doc Ock in there. All right, let's talk about this new character that I had to look up because I had never heard of them.
Is it Morph?
It is not.
Oh.
It is Echo, Maya Lopez. She is in that Cliff TV show we were just talking about a few minutes ago.
Oh,
is that who that is? I got to the end of the second episode, and I'm like, supposedly I should know who that is, I think. But
there you go, that's Echo. From what I can tell, her powers are she's Taskmaster. She watches people do things, and then she can do things.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
So she's a 4-star, red, black, and purple. So what do we got here? Interesting. I just noticed that she's Affiliation Hero, so apparently their TV show is going to show me a face turn at some point. Hmm. That's a spoiler.
Sorry, dude. Great, you just got kicked off the Discord channel.
Exactly. Spoilers. All right, and now, Red, anything you can do. Choose which power Echo should use in battle. Pick one of three powers. Billy Club, Deadly Precision, and the Iron Fist of Kun Lun.
Whoa, those aren't, okay, those aren't Red powers, but okay.
Learning a power will allow Echo to use that power in battle. Echo can only learn one power at a time, but she can switch between powers, between combat in her character page. Billy Club.
I'm assuming that works like Billy Club from Daredevil.
Yeah.
Yep. Puts out a two-turn repeater that stuns you every time it goes off for a turn.
It's a four-turn red countdown tile. Yes, if you get it up, it goes down to two, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Is there anything different about Deadly Precision?
Oh, it does damage, though. Billy Club does damage. I didn't think Daredevil's dead.
I don't think it does either.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah, if you match it away, you get red AP back. All right, well, it's the countdown tile stuns for two turns and does damage. Matching away the Billy Club gets you back four red AP. So it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
a little better.
Deadly Precision. Oh, God. All right, so the Billy Club costs nine red.
All right, that's... still, it does more things.
Deadly Precision, 11 red. 11? Okay. This better just win the game.
Doesn't Kate Bishop have Deadly Precision that costs too much?
I don't know. I don't use her.
Oh, come on. She does a ton of damage with Deadly Precision.
Destroy three chosen basic or team-up tiles and deal some damage. Destroy tiles, don't deal damage or generate AP. At level 5, you're destroying 5 chosen tiles and dealing not a lot of damage.
Oh, yeah.
3,000 damage?
Apparently this is Bullseye's green ability, not...
3,000 damage is not good for 11 in, you know, AP.
No, I think it's the tile destruction that you're using.
Yeah, for 11. Good lord. All right, the Iron Fist for 7 red. If the team has less than 12 black AP, convert 5 basic tiles to black. If the team has 12 or more black AP, you know, punch them in the face instead.
Yep.
As you go up in level, either converts 9 basic tiles to black or does a little bit more damage.
Ooh.
Like 2,000. That's not a lot for 7 AP. It's okay. Yeah.
That Billy Club's probably going to be the way to go there.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
All right. Her black power is a passive. Physical Prodigy. Echo's powers and matches deal 20% more damage each time a power is fired by the enemy team up to a max of 80%.
Huh.
So I guess the first four types. At the start of the turn, if Echo is in front, make a red strength tile. As you go up to level 5, powers and matches deal 100% damage up to a max of 300. Race his strength tile strength through some pending amount that we'll tell you later. Because that's what it says on the sheet. Pending. A pending amount of strength.
Interesting.
300% bonus. That's nice. So that's good. Purple. Another passive. Undercover Expert. Whenever you make a match 4 or greater, Echo creates a black or purple enemy trap tile. When you match or destroy this tile, deal damage to the enemy. When one of these traps is on the board, Echo takes 15% less damage from enemy matches and powers. This about pending final balancing. Up to level 5, deals a little bit of damage, takes 60% less damage. Damage reduction is pending final balance tweaks.
Huh.
So she has more damage, it gets damage reduction, and gets to pick one red power. Right.
Yeah, to me that is a clear 5-3-5 with Billy Club, because, I mean, that's a red stun. You don't see that often.
Yeah. All
right.
And that purple passive, I like that. Her taking massive less damage. And the black passive increases her match damage, but she's a 4-star. So her match damage, whatever. Yep. 5-3-5. I'm standing by it.
Yeah. Introducing Echo runs the December 2nd through the 9th. She is in there. Shards are in progression rewards. She's in placement rewards for Operation Spider Silk. And Hearts of Darkness, that's running the 6th through the 10th, is in there in progression. The Welcome to Shield runs the 5th through the 10th. There's an Echo in Friends Vault. She's in the Versus event called the Best Defense, running the 2nd through the 6th. She's in there's placement. And her PvP is called Imitation Game. That's running the 5th through the 8th. In the Echo in Friends Vault, it is an Echo cover, a Magic cover, and a random 4-star for your perusal. So there you go. She is Native American deaf person, I believe.
Right on.
The character.
That would make sense. I mean, granted, I only saw her on screen for like 5 seconds, but...
Yeah. So, yeah, I knew nothing about this Echo character, but there you go.
Is she, do you know, I mean, you said you looked her up. Is she like from a Hawkeye comic or something? Or?
Yes, apparently her father was, or something, was killed by Kingpin, and then Kingpin raised her. So she is Kingpin affiliated, which gets her into, you know, mostly hanging out with Daredevil and such. But yeah, apparently she is right from the Hawkeye comic.
Well, it explains the Billy Club.
Yeah.
And the Iron Fist.
Yeah. So she hangs out with those folks.
Okay.
What do I got next? Probably the release notes. Yeah, let's cut to the release notes. There's only one part of the release notes I really wanted to talk about, because I think the rest of it we covered, because it was, you know, Echo, the Hawkeye events that were going on, Cersei coming out, blah, blah, blah. However, there was an additional detail, because this is the best part. They had to fix an issue where an Icarus, who was selected for Colossus's fastball special, wouldn't take damage on landing if his gift of levitation power is fired. So, as always, fastball special broke another character.
Wait a minute, though. He shouldn't take damage if he's levitating. Like, you throw him and he's levitating, he's not going to take... That just makes sense.
No, Colossus threw him so hard, he hit a building or something, dude. Sorry, you take the damage. I don't, just made me laugh that there was a fastball special
right
issue, so I'm like, I gotta bring it up. Because those are my favorite. and then, Ian, you sitting down, we got a clue.
Oh my gosh, I am now.
It's a new five-star coming up.
Uh-oh.
The teaser is, who needs monster trucks? So clearly, there is only one real monster truck. Bigfoot.
Right. Bigfoot.
Has made his way to Marvel Puzzle Quest.
Oh no, it's, well, you hear Bigfoot, you think Sasquatch.
No, I don't.
Five-star Sasquatch.
No, Bigfoot. I'm convinced there was a Bigfoot comic book at some point.
Is there a villain called Gravedigger?
There could be. That'd be a good name for a villain.
But if that's the clue, my guess would be...
You gonna switch it to Gravedigger?
No, would be Sasquatch. Is that the guy? Is that the ape dude from Alpha Flight?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my guess.
It's a good guess. I like it. But yeah, monster trucks.
Okay.
Power, power, power. Wheels, wheels, wheels. Coming this Sunday, Sunday, Sunday! I don't miss those commercials. All right, any other news? What do you guys got?
Nothing game or entertainment related.
All right.
Nothing really, except, you know, if you want to talk about Hawkeye a little bit more. I thought the show seemed pretty good. Like, I do have a complaint, though. The fight scene with Kate, like, they're not, I don't know what the problem is. I don't know if it's, like, the choreography or if it was just edited. Like, it seemed to, like, cut oddly in weird ways. It was just, I don't know, it threw me off. I don't know, that's all I got. I didn't really care for the fight scene in the basement that she had, but generally,
you have
though,
to tell me how you feel about the fight scene in episode 3. Get back to me.
All right.
Ian, then, hit me with your top 3.
All right. So, I feel like many, many years ago, when we started this top 3, we had decided that we were going to do our top 3 James Bond villains.
Sounds likely.
Yes. All right, then. Does this require the feed forward that I shared with you guys, or are we good?
Nah, just go for it.
All right, go ahead, Craig. You can start.
You can mention that when, you know, you do yours, but...
Yeah. We'll just start with Craig.
All right, well, my number 3, I went, you know, if you paid attention to the clue, you know, you got this one. Number 3 is Oddjob. Yeah, he's going to chuck a hat at you. I mean, you better watch out. He's going to throw that hat. It's very dangerous.
It is a very dangerous hat, but, and it was a pretty cool actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just,
Always makes me smile when I'm watching, you know, and Oddjob comes on the screen.
Right.
I mean, he's pretty impressive. He's got a gun. He's got that hat that can decapitate statues.
Yeah. The statue decapitating hat is a real treat.
He can take a solid gold brick to the chest. That's pretty good.
All right. What you got? Who's going next?
Ray's going to go next.
Oh, okay. All right. Oddjob, by the way, was on my honorable mentions list.
Sure.
my number 3, portrayed by actor Richard Kiel. I always loved to be a big, I was a big fan of Jaws. He was very entertaining, great villain.
Jaws involved in, you know, one of the Mandela effect arguments.
Is he?
Is that when he was like, hey, shooter, I believe her ball struck my foot.
Exactly.
You got to play it where it lies.
What was the Mandela effect with Jaws?
All right. Do you remember in the, there's a scene where he first meets his girlfriend and his girlfriend has braces.
Yeah.
And that's how they kind of bond.
Right.
Yeah. She doesn't have any braces in that movie.
Okay. To be honest, when you said braces, I'm like, really? Go with it.
If you say so, I'm going to go with it.
Yeah. Ian.
Ah, well, so when I chose mine, I was choosing from a list that did not include henchmen or sidekicks. So mine are only main villains on my list, but I'm okay with that because you've mentioned the two. Of the two, I'm sorry, Ray, I got to say I prefer Oddjob. I thought Jaws was a goofy villain. I like that he's a huge dude and an entertaining actor, right. But like metal teeth, I'm like, that's weird. Not in an appealing way. Anyway, my number three is Scaramanga.
Okay.
Francisco Scaramanga.
Interesting.
I love Christopher Lee. I love a villain that is like, he was really just an evil Bond. Like he was suave and well-spoken. Right. And just totally smooth, but he was like, oh, and I like killing people. And I was like, oh, great. That's fantastic. Good for you.
One of the people we work with at work, her last name is Salakangas. In my head, though, every time when somebody says something about her, I'm like, Scaramanga. And they always give me like this weird side eye. They're like, what? And I'm like, never mind. If you don't know it, it doesn't matter.
That's some work shenanigans that I totally approve of. I don't know how you don't do that every time you hear it. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, what do you got for your number two?
My number two is the man who got the electrified teeth. It is Jaws.
No, you guys are crazy.
I love me some Jaws.
I know. That's okay. I support you.
You know, doesn't he end up dying in space with his girlfriend at the end of Moonraker? You know, that's...
I don't know. I haven't seen Moonraker in a while. That's not one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That's a long one, isn't it? If that's the only thing I remember... specifically that it was a fairly long Bond movie.
Yeah. All right. I'll have to go on to Pluto TV and just watch the Bond channel nonstop for a while and catch up. Sure. Again.
All right. My number two, I like Craig's number two, has already been mentioned. I don't know how he's a number three. Francisco Scaramanga is Christopher Lee was a fantastic villain.
In mere moments, you will find out why he is only a number three.
Okay, I suppose. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed The Man with the Golden Gun. It was a great, great show.
I mean, Christopher Lee is just, he's Christopher Lee. I mean, yeah. He's just so good.
Exactly.
So, seeing as that was the criteria for my number three, if I apply very similar criteria to number two, then the only villain that would be able to edge out Scaramanga, of course, would be Max Zorn. One. I'm a big Roger Moore guy, so even though no one else likes Christopher Walken, Christopher Walken is the absolute greatest of all actors.
Foo Fighters! Yeah, I mean, you know. Look at him! There you go, Sam Ray posted it right out of the movie. It's fantastic.
So, yeah, Max Zorin, he had, who was his sidekick, that broad from Conan?
Grace Jones,
yeah! Good for him.
Love me some Grace Jones, too.
Yeah. Oh, cowbell. So anyway, Max Zorn, number two.
There you go.
Now.
Do we have all the same number one? I'm curious.
I'm going to go with
this
no.
This is another one where if we don't, I'd be really doubtful. I mean, I don't see any other way to go.
I'm going to go. To me, the definitive Bond villain is Blofeld. He's Blofeld.
Ernesto Stavro Blofeld.
Exactly.
How could you not?
There is no Bond villain. The first Bond villain you ever think of.
He is the Bond villain.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I
he is the prototype for every Bond villain.
Blofeld is definitely on my honorable mentions list, but...
you're a monster.
When I think of Bond villain, that is not the first. And as is being posted in Discord now, I mean, Donald Pleasance, Telly Savalas, Charles Gray, Christoph Waltz. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
They're all fantastic. And, you know, the one that was some random guy in the beginning and he gets thrown down a chimney. Like, never showed the guy's face. It was just some bald dude. But, yeah, no, that's not my number one.
Wow.
You go Goldfinger?
No, my number one is Max Zorin. Christopher Walken was amazing.
All right.
It also had that Bond movie had one of the best theme songs of any Bond movie.
It did have one of the best theme
songs. Duran Duran just nailed it. But yeah, Max Zorin, it's just a really, really good villain in my mind.
Best Bond theme song is For Your Eyes Only. Stand by that.
Well, together.
Were you ever subjected to Crazy Kathy ever doing her rendition of, maybe this was your girlfriend. Who used to sing Goldfinger? That might have been your girlfriend.
The band?
No.
Goldfinger?
No, somebody did it at karaoke or something, and it was awful.
Goldfinger.
I think it was Johnny Kathy.
It had to have been.
It was either Kathy or Aaron. It was one of the two, but I'm thinking it was Kathy.
No, you were I never made it to karaoke. Everyone was a year or two older than me.
Well, this would have been later in the Leathers years.
Yeah. I know. That does not sound
likely. I'm pretty sure it was Kathy.
I gotta say, I'm not much of a karaoke crowd.
I didn't ever really know Aaron too well, but that really sounds like Kathy, so.
Yeah, I think it was. I'm pretty sure it was Kathy. All right. But anyway, it's top three Bond villains. Ian, so anyway, with the trivia. Oh, go ahead. Well, sorry.
We're still here. Even before you derailed us, we're still here. Okay. So anyway, I just assumed in my mind, you know, you can't top Blofeld. That's why it went Scaramanga Zorn instead of, someone else Scaramanga Zorn.
Sure. I get it. I just don't think, I don't think that that character really ever grabbed me. Like, Christoph Waltz was great in it, but I don't know. The guy sitting, he always appeared to me as the guy sitting behind the desk. Like, it didn't grab me as a great
criminal
villain.
Mastermind, Blofeld.
I mean, Max Zorn was a
to run. Dude was busy.
Yeah, but Max Zorn was a mastermind, but actually did stuff. Like,
yeah, but he's not running Spectre. Spectre's a big organization, man. They've got bases, hidden bases and volcanoes all over the world.
That's true. So, did you have any honorable mentions, Ray?
Not that weren't already mentioned.
Blofeld. I had one honorable mention, and I don't know if it was an honorable mention because I'm doing it on this show, and I wanted to pay homage to the OG Kamala Khan, but Kamala Khan. Until Marvel just grotesquely stole that name and decided it was their new character. There once was a man, an exiled royal, who was the villain of the movie Octopussy, and his name was Kamala Khan.
I don't remember that. Okay.
Was he out on, like, a yacht or something?
It's just Kamal. He's not a woman, but...
Or did he have the private island?
I think he had the private island. I thought the yacht was,
That's the one...
Diamonds Are Forever?
No. Well, I mean, that had a lot of boats in it, but there was one... Okay. There was a guy who had the yacht, Kim Basinger was in that one.
Oh.
Gah.
Yeah, I don't know. That's tough.
I'm trying to be fast. I'm never say never again.
Craig, did you have any honorable mentions?
I didn't. I just went with the three there.
Nice. Okay, let's go to the trivia then. See what's going on here in trivia land. Oh, all right. I don't remember last week's, but let me look and see what it might have been. Do you guys remember what it was vaguely about?
No, I don't pay attention to this segment.
I didn't think so. You shouldn't, and that's okay.
I have no idea.
Was it about Bucky? I have a note here that it could be about Bucky or it could be about Hella.
I have no idea, dude. It's been two weeks.
Rough. Okay. Did no one mention it in the mail?
No, unfortunately. I thought Perandiac would... Perandiac says Bucky sounds right.
All right. Let's assume that he is, and let's assume that I asked you who turned Bucky into the Winter Soldier.
Yes, the two people.
That was Karpov and Lucan.
There you go.
Yes, I did it! Thanks, Perandiac. He actually did it. I didn't do anything. I just read the Discord. Speaking of stuff that he did, this week's trivia is what snack was Drax eating while practicing going invisible?
Nice.
So that again, what snack was
Drax
eating?
I have no idea what it was, but for amusement factor, it should have been like Cheetos, so that even if he had turned invisible, he would have left Cheetos fingerprints everywhere.
He was eating a snack while practicing his invisibility. What was that snack?
Hey, did you guys see there's new, like chicken nuggets or something at Popeyes? They're going to get me a Popeyes.
Oh, I had those. They're pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Man, I wish we had a Popeyes.
Well, I'm about to.
Ooh.
They have broken ground on our Popeyes.
I might have to come visit Ian more often.
So hopefully by February, I'll have a Popeyes.
No, I don't want the Megan Thee Stallion sauce. I'll pass on that.
Oh, I want the Megan Thee Stallion sauce and the Popeyes dipping sauce. Hey-o!
All right. Well, yeah, I want to try those because I like Popeyes. It's good stuff. Love that chicken from Popeyes, just like the commercial says. All right, let's move on. Once again, then, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just want to
pump. You up.
That was the most silent of claps.
I totally clapped right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll just blame Discord.
I totally blame Discord's sound filter.
Oh, yeah, exactly what it is.
And by worst, you mean it's excellent.
Yeah, it does a really good job. But right. Except it can't filter out typing on a keyboard. No. That is beyond its capabilities. Yeah.
Well, there's only so much you can do. That keyboard is dynamite.
All right, 3 stars real quick. Bullseye, that guy's a delight. When he throws special tiles back at you, they'll do even more damage, and those strike tiles he puts out from killing people will be even more potent. Captain Marvel probably has a photon blast that does more damage. When Doc Ock matches special tiles with his blue during the board shuffle, it does a bunch of extra damage to you, as does his... Oh, yeah, as do his attack tiles, as does his green. They soon to be battling Goddess of Thunder Ragnarok. He's up to 3 abilities these days, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's assume his green ability does increase damage, as does his red, but it's nice and cheap. What's this do? Blue, probably less so. That seems to make heal you, or perhaps make... What are the shiny tiles that give you extra AP called?
Yeah, the charge tiles.
Yes. And Hood. I miss Hood. He just never had enough hit points to be successful, which is appropriate for the Hood, but his twin pistols will do more damage this week. And maybe his intimidation, I don't recall if that does damage or if it just reduces countdowns. Maybe both. Hawkeye, 4-star, the Ronin edition.
Did we skip the mail?
Yeah, you totally skipped the mail.
Oh.
Cold-blooded. Guess what's coming up after this
Son
segment?
Of a bee.
Double Ray segment.
It is going to be double Ray. All the Ray all the time. Sorry about that.
Yes. Got to finish the show strong. That's the way we should
always
do it.
I tried to message you on the DL and let you know so that we could just transition. But no, you interrupt the end, make a big thing of it.
Well, you know, don't read your messages.
Man, we really cranked that one in the Craig hole. So.
I'm not editing this in post.
Quick, tell me what Ronin does.
Yeah, his green does more damage, his purple does more damage, and his attack tiles are stronger, and his buffing ability even better with his red.
All those things can let you kill some Tracksuit Mafia.
I thought it was fighting Yakuza.
No, Tracksuit Mafia.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of both. It depends on what you... Anyway, go ahead.
One of the OGs, the Invisible Woman, is all boosted up, so... Her tons of green damage will be increased, and her protect and strike tiles from yellow and blue, respectively, will be increased. Everybody's favorite, Kraven the Hunter.
Oh, Brian Fellows!
He's got some damage-dealing trap tiles and special tile buffing. Debuffing. He's a debuffer. Yeah. Let's see what's going on here. Is this good old Nico Minoru? It is. She does stuff. She does some healing, which will be improved, and I believe her purple makes special tiles, which will be strike, attack, or protector. And Sabretooth. He seems nice. His red does a bunch of attacks in a row that people seem to like. Also gives you some damage with his black. What's his green do? I don't remember. Let's see. He deals more damage when matching enemy specials. Ooh, I didn't even know he did that.
Yeah, that right, it blows up a section of the board.
Nice. Yeah, let's see what these here 5 stars are all about. Adam Warlock. Oh, yeah. His yellow health, his yellow healing improved, and the trap tile damage from his purple also improved. Carnage, the 5-star. His attack tiles are better in both green and black, and... He deals more damage with his red. see what Cyclops is doing. More red damage and more yellow damage when the Dark Phoenix is unleashed. And lastly, the Hulk.
The please fix me.
Yeah. Everybody's favorite version of Five-Star Hulk makes bigger attack tiles with his black and deals more damage when he is low on green with his blue. So, let's see what this week's all about. So the three-star player tier. Use Captain Marvel's black, and this is the Samurai Says portion of this, in case I forgot to do the appropriate lead-in. Then have Bullseye remove the strike tiles she gives to hopefully drop an enemy, and then you'll have unlimited strike tiles. That's true, that's a fun time. If you have a four-star Ronin, the attack tiles he makes will make good use of those strikes. High clearance level players. There's a 5-star node in Spider Silk that features a really buffed null that drops nasty strike tiles. It's Sabretooth's time to shoulda run. And, let's see. 5-star PvP. Carnage Warlock show. Sweet. I didn't even know people used Adam Warlock.
I know, I saw this
He's
graphic.
He's one of those guys that...
And
what's that?
I saw the graphic, and what ran through my head was, now, this is way before the days before Wesley Snipes.
Well, it's because that was that was in the Discord earlier. So that's an easy transition to make. But yeah, I do like the Wesley Snipes. But yeah, I'm glad that Adam Warlock will be showing up in PvP. He's one of those 5-stars are now reached a rate where I'm you know, having trouble keeping up. Not with collecting them. That's obviously I'm having trouble with that. But like even... Usually a 5-star is like, 5-star, and then there's some that I'm like, what? That happened? Even when they're characters that I love, like, I haven't heard Mr. Sinister's name
right
since his release.
Yeah,
well, he's...
That makes my heart
hurt. I would take Warlock over Sinister in-game.
Mm.
Sinister's not very great. He's media.
You know what is great, though? Even though his truck broke down and he's running late. Willie the Mailman, he's great.
All right, well, if it makes it any better, I'd actually have a good transition between the two segments, so.
Great!
Yes?
Excuse me.
Oh, what?
I would like to acknowledge my good friend, Mr. Fisto.
Oh, man, I am the worst. We can't take these 2 weeks off. It throws off the whole show.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
You've still got 10 minutes before your go-to-bed alarm chimes. We'll totally make it. So anyway, listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks, as always, to our segment sponsor, Mystify.
All right. So, in the mailbag this week, over on the D3 forum, we've got GodzillaFan67 who commented on our going to the Gin Blossom concert. He said, if Gin Blossoms is an oldies band, then I must too be an oldie. Sad face. Congrats on getting back into the world. Thanks, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was really just me dipping my toe into the pool and realizing it was still very cold, so I went back inside.
Yeah,
really, yeah. I would say that is definitely the worst part of the concert, was having a mask on the whole time. Yeah, singing along, not as much fun.
Yeah.
Here's a story from Orgelmeister, who is way more appropriately named than I originally knew, but he said that coming from Munich, Bavaria in Germany... Listening to you talk about beer twice in a row makes me very sad. I really miss going to the Oktoberfest up until the year BC. That is before COVID. I imagine it is common knowledge that the drinking age in Germany is 16 and above, so our young ones get used to it pretty early. In addition to the Oktoberfest, there's a once a year, this was BC as well, a strong beer festival. Medieval monks brewed stronger beer, you know, way back in medieval times, to make up for lost nutrition due to the fasting for the Easter holiday. So strong beer typically has like a lot of nutrition, but it also has 10% alcohol because of the amount of Stammwurz, the original wort. It has to have a minimum of 16% wort to be called strong beer. Each brewery has their own, called fancy names like Celebrator, Salvator, or Animator. Maybe it should be called Deanimator because strong beer is also served in 1 liter Maßkrügen. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that right.
I don't care. It's excellent.
And it wipes the floor with people trying to show their drinking prowess, especially foreign visitors who drink it like normal beer. So if you happen to be visiting Munich in the future, beware. Just somebody is missing beer that much, or real beer that I just had to share. Dances with Weevils, this was mentioned on the show previously. He says there is a Ted Lasso biscuit recipe from an Apple Plus event, and he put a link to it. So I'm putting a link in Discord. I haven't actually looked at it, so hopefully it's a link to a biscuit recipe. He said he made them a few times last year. They are a classic Scottish shortbread and are incredibly rich. Mm. Sounds good.
Yeah.
And finally, and again, this is a transition, Alpha Team said that I know you're struggling with team-ups. I posted this before and it didn't get read. It's a seldom-used situation. Here's the thing, though. It did get read. If you take a look at the previous lineup on page, currently, I think it's 23 or 24, he had a team-up for the Apocalypse event. So if we're going into an Apocalypse event, Cloak and Dagger, Kitty, and Vulture, it is actually in the team-up segment already. So I'm not going to use it because it is already in there. But I did think would mention that. So
that's fine. I should mention that his cousin is the drummer for the Gin Blossoms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we should have gotten free VIP backstage passes. Really bummed about this.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's all coming full circle.
All right, well, that's all that was in the mail, though. So, thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie.
All right.
Willie, get in the car and drive Ray over to team-up time.
Right.
The Synergy segment featuring Ray.
All right, so this week, this is a team that I've been using nearly constantly. This was not a suggestion. If you do have a suggestion, please send it to me because I am out. But this team, like I said, I think it's incredible. It really makes use of a couple recent character adds. Shang-Chi is just amazing. His amount of damage output is just through the roof. When you get him going and you throw out that critical tile with his purple and you're able to do like 190, 200,000 points of damage in a hit, yeah, it's just really incredible. So what you got to do is you got to beef him up. So who I use is Half-Thor, because Half-Thor is still incredible. You get him down to 50% health. He automatically does some board shake, which is great for making purple-red matches for Shang-Chi. His board shake does blow up red tiles, which can be a little annoying, but at the same time, it's automatically generating that red, so that you can use Shang-Chi's Vital Balance to, you know, do more board shake. And then, as my third, I have been throwing in Wanda, the 5-star version of Wanda, mainly because her damage reduction is just stupid. She is able to keep everybody, all the damage down. Shang-Chi is pretty much in the front all the time because of his ability to increase his match damage, and he can heal himself. And Wanda's ability to reduce damage keeps it so that his healing's plenty. And then you got Wanda's purple, which is only 3 purple, and you can cause it to make 2 purple tiles every single round. You turn team up into purple, which then feeds Shang-Chi's deadly hands. It is just an amazing combo, just a powerhouse to plow through enemies. So there you go. That's your team up this week. And I highly recommend it. And if you do have any other suggestions, please feel free to post them. In any case, that's it. And maybe for the last time, I don't know. Thanks, as always, to Unify.
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 Ian, you got Steam open?
I'm ready. I'm going to open 2. I'm so excited.
Do it, dude.
Boom. 5-star. Huh? Shang-Chi. Vital Balance.
Ooh.
I don't even know why I'm opening 2 now, but it's happening. Boom! It's a 4-star. It's Emma Frost. Labor for Learning.
That was a downer after the Shang-Chi.
I don't know. I might not have her, what do you call it?
Chipped.
Fully covered.
Okay.
So, you know, that could be... Oh, no, I do. Never mind. I just don't have her championed. She is also living in limbo with Sandman and several others. But that is my third Shang-Chi for a 2-1-0.
Nice.
Yep. All right. You guys can fight it out.
I've got 3.
I got 6.
All right. I'm going to go then.
I got a rock.
Numero uno is a 4-star Hellcat. Second is 4-star as well, Elektra. And finally, all 4-stars, America Chavez.
Nice.
I do like America.
First one, the defrocked Mordo. Number 2, King of Wakanda. Number 3, Bubbles.
Bubbles.
Number 4, Falcon America. Number 5, Hulkbuster. This has been sad times. No purples. Ugh, and it ends on a jubilee. Good lord. That was 6 wasted tokens of nothing.
He in rules.
I totally got a rock. Got 6 rocks.
O'Doyle rules.
Every grade, that was the best.
So, sorry, I was thinking about when Ray was opening up his tokens. So, I let my son play my Deadpool dailies for me now.
Okay.
So I've farmed out that job, and the other day the Behemoth Burrito, the mandatory character was America Chavez.
Oh yeah.
So he starts playing, and like 5 seconds later he turns to me, he's like, Dad, I don't know what happened, but I made a match with that girl, and then I just won. Everyone just died. Yep. It was awesome. I was like, yeah, that's kind of what her powers are.
Kablam!
I don't know what happened. I just won. that was enjoyable.
That sounds
so. Anyway,
legitimate.
That was that. But I have no other news. If you want to tell us about where this show comes from and where it's going.
No,
next.
First I want to thank this guy.
This guy. I do have one thing to say. So with my 4-star covers, that did actually get my Elektra up to a 1-2-2. Now that I have her max champed, I had to start a new one. And I'm already up to a 1-2-2 on Elektra.
Wow.
Ian, how much tell us about the podcast network?
Oh, my goodness. The recently revived, soon-to-be-named network. The ever popular home for all of our podcasts, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Here's the Lamborghini of comic book or of podcast networks.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
There you go.
Yes. Yes, it is. Soon-to-be-named-network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
Anything else for the good of the order, then?
I just want to reply to Donkey Teeth. If you're going to make a team-up suggestion and include Bagman, you're going to have to give me an explanation.
Did I just give you some suggestions on Bagman like a week or two ago?
I thought someone peppered a Bagman in there.
Yeah, it was about something. Somebody's powers needs a really long countdown or tile on the board. You Bagman him up.
I don't know, but now I want to see what it contains, Mr. Sinister. Get on it, peoples.
There you go. Uh-oh, my watch thumped on my wrist. That tells me it's time to go.
By the position of the sun in the sky,
that's right.
I can tell that it is time to go.
Fried Wolfar, of the Hill People.
Sinister was actually in a team-up, and it was
nice.
With 2 4-stars, but one of them was America, so he probably just stood in the back and let her do
it. He just stood in the back and was like, I got this woman on my team, and I just won! good for him.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us this week. Sorry there was no show last week. There was holidays. Holidays got in the way.
Yeah.
Comment suggestion. Shoot things at Ray. He's getting lonely. Ian needs some trivia.
I'm good now.
Wow, you said that before.
But we're also open to
Ray needs team ups.
Top threes.
And yeah, somebody send us some top threes.
Top three category. We will definitely consider it.
All right, and it's Christmas time. Go to that Amazon banner. Buy some stuff. Good times. I think that's it. Goodbye for now. Remember, kids, all the world lies between ABBA and ZZ Top. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.